Y'all remember what was hella ghetto? The lemon lime salt. Y'all used to just get them just to get them. Mm-hmm. And eat that. Eat that just like that.
Oh, yeah.
The lemon lime salt.
Yeah. That was a wild era right there.
Yeah. I want a part of that one.
You had, you were, you just don't know it.
Sometimes they used to put them on the Hot Cheetos. It's kind of like pickle salt, too.
Yeah, yeah. It really was called pickle salt. Everybody called it pickle salt.
Yeah.
Twine, that's the name of
Twine. Yeah. Good old fashioned Twine.
They got them twangs going there, man, boy.
They, and they had it around the bottle, too.
Yeah.
They're like going popcorn, chicken,
come on,
beer. Now, most of the time, they use it for coronas.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beer.
Man,
my granddad said it was pussy. Twang is pussy. You want some twang?
On that note, this is Stop Me If I'm Lying Podcast. Chill.
What it do, what it do?
Y'all know who it is. It's your boy Pat, and I'm joined with my Ohana.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we still Ohana?
Oh, yes. Shut up and just say your name.
What's up? This April.
This Tim and Tim Tizzle.
This your boy A.O.B.
You came in. So, we got great episode. We're gonna start with something so great. So, the man's finally gone. He's out of the White House. Well, not yet until January 20th, but
he gone.
He got his eviction notes.
He got the full 2020 experience.
Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
He got the full 2020 experience.
For come sure. on, what you mean? What you mean?
What you mean? He got sick. He lost his job. Now he's about to get evicted.
Yeah, that's 2020.
That's the full
2020 right there. I can't lie, that is 2020 right there.
That's 2020 like a motherfucker.
Hey, but y'all gotta look at it. December is finna be hell.
Why you say that?
Why you say that?
My boy's finna go out with the fan. You know him. Twitter's finna be on fire.
Oh, hell yeah. Everybody about to be fake news, boy.
Now, 2020. To end it off, we got to deal with the petty Trump.
Oh,
shit.
Come on now.
He mad at everybody now, too. Damn. We definitely ain't seeing no stimulus check.
Oh, no.
That stimulus check is totally out the window.
Don't be expecting no
stimulus. Don't be expecting shit, boy.
That shit dead.
That nigga might send us back in the house.
Yeah, what's so crazy is he came out that his wife is waiting on the day so she can divorce him.
Damn, and he lost his woman?
2020.
First of all, she ain't want to be the first lady. No fucking way.
Yeah, December's going to be hell.
For Trump. Well, he still got money, though. Man. Y'all think he going to jail?
Hell no. Nigga ain't going to fucking jail.
I ain't going to stick no president in jail. Like, no former president.
I said
jail like that. Yeah. But man, I hope Biden, you know. Nah, I don't even know what I hope for him to do.
Not be Trump, I guess. That's what everybody wants.
He ain't got to do shit. He'll be better than Trump.
That's it.
All he got to do is not be Trump. He already better. Yeah. He really ain't got to do shit else.
He done made history.
Yep.
He can do nothing for 4 years.
And be better than
okay.
But
if that nigga had strippers in that motherfucker, he'd still be better.
But he did. Now, Trump did do something really great, though.
If he had strippers in there, you'll think he the best.
Honestly,
you're gonna put him on here so many other people.
Is Biden married though?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, he is married.
I mean, look how old he is. Yeah, you hope so.
Yeah, he's married.
Damn. Well, shit, fuck it. You can still have strippers in that.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Better than Trump.
Anyway, y'all do. Trump did do something really great. He made the racist people come out of hiding. They now show all their faces. They show it. Now you know who is really racist and you don't got to question it no more. They show it.
When you see that Make America Great Again tag.
Yep. Or the hat.
Come or the on hat. Now. It be that red fucking
hat. Hey.
Yeah, federal flag.
Ooh, I said I was going to give me one of them hats just to like.
Get beat up?
No.
Get like, beat up?
No. I'm not going to
wear it. Well, you definitely going to get some stares.
I'm not definitely going to get your ass beat. I'm never going
to wear it.
Yeah.
I'm never going to wear it. I'ma just have it so when I talk to my grandkids, I'ma just pull the head out and tell them story. This is what we had to go through back in my day. this head right here.
Let me tell you about the year 2020.
Come on now. 2020. I'm putting 2020 on the back of it. Just so they know.
Whew. Oh my God.
Y'all think about getting a hat now?
I'm not getting no damn hat.
Hey man, it was lit with Trump these whole 4 years, bro. It was like being in an extremely toxic relationship, bro. Extremely toxic. Because it was new shit every day. Most of the shit was bad, you know what I'm saying? But it was always exciting when you seen it, you know what I'm talking about? And he ain't really fuck us up. We still alive.
Nigga, he almost took us to World War fucking III.
Yeah, she almost burned down the house, but we still got that mother.
Do you see all the wildfires going down in California?
Right.
COVID. Hey,
she just burnt the kitchen a little bit.
She killed the
bitch crazy. We ain't never fucking with her again. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, we gonna always look back and be like, man, that bitch was crazy. Smile on our face.
I don't think smiling.
That bitch crazy as hell, boy. Shit. That bitch, I remember that bitch, boy. From 2016 to 2020, she really fucked me up, boy. I ain't.
And then he thought God, that damn stimulus check was gonna get his ass reelected.
Oh, he sure did, boy.
Like, sir, no the fuck you didn't.
Nah, not this time.
Man, but instead of talking about that, man, let's get something we talked about before. Love languages. Quality time.
Words of affirmation, time. Physical touch, receiving gifts, quality times, and acts of service.
Oh, yeah. Right.
All right, say that one more time.
Words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, and acts of service. I know my love language. Mine is receiving gifts. And before you do that, receiving gifts doesn't necessarily have to be you buying a person something. It could be you just bringing them something. Like bringing them breakfast or bringing them lunch or giving them a flower or, you know, just giving them anything. That's my love language.
You want their money spent. Ain't nothing wrong.
It could be you cooking me breakfast and bringing it to me in bed. That's what receiving a gift is.
But you'll take a hot dog.
Act of service too?
No. I'll take another broken egg though.
I was thinking that too though. That could be act of service.
Cooking for you,
that's kind of act of service. Well, he brought it to you more so he presented it to you. So yeah, it's kind of like a gift.
It's a gift and an act of service.
You need to know your first, facts. Your main love language, and then you have a secondary love language. You need to make sure you know those two. And then if you have a partner, it's important that you know their love languages as well.
This shit is complicated and confusing.
It's not. Because it's something, like, you could take a quiz on it. Like, you and your girl, y'all could take a quiz on it. Right. You can read up on each other's love language, and then y'all have a better understanding of each other.
I know mine is words of affirmation.
That's most guys' love languages, words of affirmation.
So, can you have all of them?
Yeah. Oh,
yes. You can have all of them, but one would be at the top, and then the other one just fall behind.
Say like this, if you're talking to 5 females, and these 5 females are doing...
Are they all
black? Hey, that don't mean nothing.
Like that?
That don't mean nothing. Say these, all 5 of these females are doing one of these love languages. The one that'll make you fall for the hardest, that's basically your love language. You're still gonna, all 5 of them gonna be pretty cool. Talk to, like, talk when you talk to all 5 of them, but you know. One of them gonna be the one like,
there's the one right there.
Yeah.
I got you.
What really gets you. Like I said, my love affirmation, text messages and stuff like that, talking, if I could talk to you, oh, I'm good.
Well, I say mine's would be,
you can also take a test to figure it out, to be sure.
Okay. I ain't took the test yet. Well, I feel like mine would be physical touch and quality time.
Wait.
You can tell by the way he said it, he meant that.
I don't really care about no gifts.
Real niggas can't be bought.
Hey. So
we accept gifts.
This is my thing with gifts. I fucks with gifts. But my idea of gifts is like, don't ask me what I want. It because this is how I feel. This is what I do for Christmas and stuff. I don't ask people what they want. I think about them. And then I think about what they need or what I think they would like. Mm-hmm. And boom. If you don't like it, that means I really just don't know you. Mm-hmm. But I thought about it. It's a thought. I thought See, about what you like.
Hey, I know what I would get you for Christmas.
It's going to save me a bunch of time.
It's going to come in a card.
I'm going to go to stores and I'm going to see, like, okay, I bet they like that. I'll probably go on Amazon shopping this year just to go online and stuff for gifts. It's about that time, actually, yeah, start getting
them. All y'all niggas is getting gift cards.
Turn me up.
Real shit.
All y'all niggas is
getting. You got to make it.
They not just going to be, like, Visa gift cards. They're going to be gift cards to different stores. Okay. But being around y'all, I would just know what to get all of y'all.
That was a... I fucked
there. We could do a gift card Christmas. See how well we know each other.
That's actually a good idea. Mm. Come on now with the good ideas.
Right. Okay.
Oh, man. What kind of gift card would I get?
I'll probably get you the Bath & Body Works gift card.
You can't really tell. We ain't going to tell yet. I see Patrick as a Bath and Body Works gift card.
The only reason why I would give Pat a Bath and Body Works gift card is because he got mad at me one time that I went to Bath and Body Works. And then the next time I went, I told him and the nigga didn't say nothing.
I forgot. Let's be honest, I thought you was mean.
Okay.
So I really think you was actually gonna be like, yeah, I'm going to Bath and Body Works. Then you're like, this ain't right. Like, what? Huh. I thought of you actually doing a kind act, which is completely out of mind.
Okay. I'm gonna throw this on the table real quick. Pat likes to think I'm very mean.
Ooh.
I am not.
I know that you are very mean.
No, I am not. Because if I was mean, I wouldn't be bringing y'all niggas food every time we record.
No. But okay. you're like big sister mean.
Right, yeah, but I'm not like mean.
No, that's hate. That's like you just hate us. No. It's y'all get loving, on my nerves. But you're still mean with it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be me if I did.
See? See what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I try to make sure these niggas eat while we do this fucking podcast. One strike from
Patrick.
And we thank you for...
Thank you.
That's the first nigga in the podcast.
Come on, every time.
She have her moments.
Yeah.
She have her moments. But...
Like, I know what I'll get all y'all for Christmas.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Y'all knew I had to sing at least one point. Mm. This. Now... We finna talk about sex toys.
Why you have to break it up like that?
Yeah, that was a deep pause.
It really was.
It was dramatic.
Scary.
Did he deliver?
Then sex. Toys.
Toys.
You know? Having sex, then we playing with toys.
If that's what you choose,
that's
your prerogative, sir.
I thought what a relationship would that be, though? If y'all fucking and then y'all playing with toys ever? Like, y'all...
That's a
child's relationship. Hey, man, but...
I mean, but...
It shouldn't be dope, but...
The sex wouldn't be right then.
If y'all get done, y'all still want to play with some...
If you're going to poke holes in it, you know, like, I'm thinking about it from a high perspective.
After you get done, the girl just... All right, just spring up. Boop. All right. Let me get the action figures. Oh, I want to do my job.
I mean, you got kids in the house, so you might have a car... On the bed, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all, why was just, the car on the bed?
Because the child be on the bed sometimes, bro.
So doing the whole
act of sex,
y'all
having sex, that car just don't
fucking move. I mean, y'all fucking. Y'all don't even give a fuck about the car. Your ass is probably right on top of that motherfucker. You ain't care. And then she see that motherfucker after, then she just roll that motherfucker on your chest or some shit like that.
You know what? No comment. Just none to Tevi.
I'm dead. Y'all ain't
we
fuck
were talking
with
about
kids.
Sex toys. Yeah.
Okay, that's his love.
And Bill's on the...
Yeah.
How do you know your love, man? That's
if Bill's on the dresser, I understand. He probably just smacked it off of the dresser and rolled over the boobs. Okay.
Hell yeah.
No comment to
that,
none
that,
of this.
That is a sex toy.
If you use... Your children's toys is sex toys.
No, we're not talking about regular sex toys. Do not do that.
Okay, all right.
Do not do that. We were talking about sex toys that you could actually buy. Don't you put that in your notes.
Why are you putting that out here, man?
We don't talk about that.
So.
Good Lord.
We talked about sex toys.
Oh, shit, bro.
And the first question that, you know, y'all just give a swing at trying to answer and whatnot, how y'all feel is, what's a good way to start out using them?
Oh, see, I can't answer that.
Okay. I'm going to answer this because I have been in a relationship where we have used sex toys a lot. My personal feelings about sex toys, ladies, this is just like, I feel like a girl or a woman should not use a dildo personally, because I feel like you messing up your insides. Like, you use your dildo too much, then your nigga fuck, and then he just fall into a black hole.
You made our platform.
I feel like, you know, a vibrator is the best way to go. I don't really too much care for dildos. That's me personally. I prefer vibrators. Now, y'all could feel different, but...
Oh, man, I feel like every female should definitely have a vibrator. Just to put them to learn themselves. And, you know, see what they like. And,
I ain't never used one before.
And they're not really for you to use. Okay.
What?
So you got to explain what you're doing.
Yeah, you got to explain this.
With the vibrator.
They do have men vibrators.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The cock rings?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so is it normal or is it okay for dudes...
It's pretty nice.
...to have sex toys of their own? For instance, like a pocket pussy. Is that... Is that an acceptable? Because it's been clowned a lot.
Comment your answer.
Let me tell you why. It depends. It just depends on how your relationship status and what you're doing. Like, most guys that I know, I ain't trying to put nobody out there. It's some fellas that I knew back when I was married to a dude in the service. A lot of guys in the service had them because they couldn't get to that girl.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
So.
Hey, matter of fact, now it's you're a,
it was trying to keep. They were trying to keep them from, you know, kept them from cheating.
Why not? We can't have pocket pussies. Think about it.
I don't really mind if my dude has one.
If a female use a vibrator,
right,
to figure herself out, a nigga could have a pocket pussy to find his stroke.
How often motherfuckers gonna come outside? If they got pocket pussies.
Okay, now that's on them.
But
think about it.
They do have some that look like a flashlight.
But that is fucked up though. Like, a dildo could substitute for a dick. But a pocket pussy cannot substitute for a real vagina.
I personally don't think women should use dildos. Because
I agree.
One of my...
I don't know, man.
Hold on. Just figure yourselves. Use what God gave. Hold on.
He gave dildos too.
Anyway.
No. You weren't born with it.
But you show by it.
I'm not gonna play with y'all today. Anyway, I know this guy. Me and him real cool. He said he fucked a girl and she used a dildo a lot. And he was like, it damn near, he fell off in there.
Oh, now she used it a lot. That's just like the man who's staying inside for the pocket pussy.
Like, he was like, she just...
She could use it in moderations. Especially she ain't getting none. Yeah.
I'm talking about, he was like that. He was like, he seen it. Like, she had left it, like, on her dresser.
Yeah, now... Okay. Yeah.
But she nasty with you.
Yeah.
You gonna leave it on the dresser? That's weird.
Yeah, now she get a deal, though. Just don't be like her. And leave on dressing or get them fat ass, like, god damn. Like, just get the impossible ones, like, shit, damn, motherfucker. That's unrealistic.
I never understood the purpose
of... Women ain't gonna get no realistic dildo. They're nigga always go for the bill. Every time, bro. Every time.
Defeats the purpose.
What's the next question?
Oh, man. Damn, you answered a lot of them.
My bad.
Can I use a sex toy with your partner?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, how you do that?
There are so many different sex toys that are meant for couples like that.
Or different ways you can use vibrator?
No, there are a lot of sex toys. Like, you have the swing, the spider.
Oh, yeah. I want to fuck with that swing. I ain't never heard of the spider.
Oh, the spider is lit.
Okay. What they be doing on it?
Okay, the spider, what you do is you put it under your mattress, right?
Okay.
And then it has different things, so you can put the girl in different positions. Like, her arms can be out like this, yeah.
So, does the bed move?
No, the bed doesn't move. The spider goes under the bed, and then the straps come up above the mattress.
Okay.
Oh, like the spider legs come out the
mattress? Yeah, like that, yeah. Oh.
So, I saw this hidden sex toy that I was like, man, when I get money, because it's like $1,000-something.
Let me see it.
It's called a Sabian.
A what again?
A Sabian.
Let me see a picture.
It hits. I was like,
classic black Sibian, nigga.
What the fuck does it do?
it's just a big vibrating thing.
Oh, it has different dick sizes.
For a female now.
Oh, you gotta put that out there?
Yeah.
Motherfucking way.
How does it work?
It
vibrates. Like, man, I saw it on porno and woo.
Oh, I know what that is. Man, you want one of them, motherfuckers?
What the fuck does it do?
I want it for my girl.
Can somebody help me here?
Bruh, so
I guess you strap some right there and then you ride it or something?
Man, it vibrates.
Okay. Look up the spider. Machine. You got to be careful with the sex swing, though, because hanging it from the ceiling, you got to get it into the studs and the wall.
Right, yeah, that's going to be the only thing.
That's going to be the only thing. Then I got, it's a thing, I call it the no runner. That's what I call it.
No, my dumb ass.
What did you do?
I typed in spider. A spider popped up and kind of scared me a little bit.
But yeah, what it is it locks your legs and your ankles like this. And you stay there. Mm-hmm. And you can't run. You can't walk or nothing.
What's it called?
I call it the no run. I don't know the correct term.
Wait, you talking about that bar?
Nah. Yeah, it's like a bar.
I like that too.
Oh, y'all freaky. Okay, I like
that. I was married before, so I don't give a fuck.
Go ahead with it. Shit.
I watch a lot of porn.
Like, Spencer's was like my go-to store for a lot of shit.
Spencer's be selling that shit?
Nigga, what you mean Spencer's be selling this shit?
If you
ever go with Spencer's, go to that back wall.
Right.
Bruh.
Oh, shit. Spencer's got some stuff.
We had
a black light.
Man, I went to a sex... So... I went to this sex store, right? And this is where I knew I go too much. Is when me and Fred was going... And I didn't need to GPS it.
Because you know your sense of direction is horrible. So you know you going there too fucking much.
Yes.
That's where were you going? Like,
man, damn. I go too much. This sex store.
Oh, yeah.
45 minutes away.
Yeah.
And yet I have never been with you guys, which I kind of so fucked up.
We got to take a group
trip.
Come on, man.
I'm not going to walk up with the group.
Four niggas in one car.
Hey man, oh, you brought friends.
We got to go in spurts.
The looks we going to get.
Hey man.
Yeah, you got to go in spurts or something.
Shit.
I mean, two niggas went in there, so.
Yeah, I was like, two niggas, that's cool.
How many times y'all go in there?
Oh, well, yeah, that might be a
little bit. I mean, think about it. First, you talking to the people at the sex store, so they know why you're there.
We ain't even talking about the people at the sex store.
Are you talking about just custom people? Like, custom? Oh, man, you see, like, white kids, old couples, you see some air. It's basically a regular store, so. Everybody likes sex.
You might see the pastor.
Come on now.
Mm. If I see the pastor, and I'm like, you just gonna walk out. Just hey, I'm walking the fuck out.
Hey, I'm finna do what I here to do.
I walk past you like you. Ain't you? Okay.
I see you, sir. You going?
Pastor, that's not the first lady.
Oh, now if it's not the first lady, I can't see you, sir. You living against the word then, man. Nah.
Can't go to preaching you, you supposed to love and honor your wife, nigga. You fucking.
Yeah. But,
you fucking a widow, but you can't be, you know what I'm saying?
When it comes to sex, too, it's kind of like, what do you like?
And what does your partner like?
Oh, yeah, that too. But I like teasing and stuff, so I like the remote control underwear. Oh, man.
That shit is of the devil.
Hmm. Damn, I ain't never used that.
That shit is of the devil.
Hey, the devil was an angel once.
You know what you like.
That shit, that shit is of the devil.
Hey, man, if I got given to any devices he got, I'll let it be that one. If he just choose any whip. Just to go and just, you know, the devil got some weapons. You got the ARs, you got the poison, you got all that. I'm gonna give him a remote control operator and just, you know, have fun with my girl. Let's go out, babe.
Damn. Why, Tevin, why you always gotta take it though?
That'll be wild though.
Always gotta take at the family reunion? Yeah.
So you wouldn't?
At Thanksgiving?
I
was married.
Was?
So you would.
I have.
Oh.
Well then.
You should be
at the family reunion?
Not at the family reunion.
Did y'all leave early?
How'd you think?
I definitely would have left early.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely left early.
Well, if it's a movie.
Take them to go play. Huh?
If it's a movie, you gotta watch the whole movie. You gotta watch the movie.
You gotta watch. Because I paid money for this movie.
Oh, she didn't gonna suffer. So we watching that movie now.
2 hours straight. Come on,
man. Not straight.
That would be wild. That pussy won't work after 2 hours straight of that.
She would have been walked out. Yeah. After 10 minutes. Straight.
Y'all are horrible. All of y'all are horrible.
Vibrating.
I hope the movie not packed.
Ooh, shit.
Depending on what type of movie it is.
Yeah, you can't go and see like a good, like, you know, a movie like Just Mercy or The Green Mile. You can't go see like a sad movie.
Just Mercy wasn't sad though.
Yes, it was.
Not to me.
It had pretty sad moments. You can't go. Can you go? Can you watch Just Mercy with the remote control vibrator?
No.
Exactly.
Not at all.
That's a movie you gotta watch. You know, you gotta go to like a bullshit movie or a sexy movie.
I don't think I'm going to pay for a bullshit movie.
I knew somebody was going to say it.
Like that, man. I can't do it.
I mean, okay, not a bullshit movie. But you know, like a comedy. You could do it through a comedy. You just can't do it through like a biopic with serious moments and stuff.
True.
You can't do it when they're talking about race. Like, how would you get turned on?
Like you seen Slim? A man.
Yeah. You could probably do it.
Queen Slim?
You could probably do it.
No.
Yeah, the fucking scenes on Queen Slim. Yeah.
Oh my god, y'all.
You probably do it. But you probably want to watch it, though.
Yeah. That's the good thing about it, though. You can watch it and do it at the same time.
Get out. Get out.
Just saying, you could.
No, you couldn't.
Yes, you can.
All right, do sex toys help a relationship?
Yes.
Yes.
Spice it up. You can't do missionary for 25 years.
And yeah, add a little flavor to it. And it just don't necessarily have to be toys. It could be outfits too.
Ooh. Facts. Come on now, role playing.
Like, please get into like wearing like cute little outfits for your dude for sex. It ain't gotta be every night type thing. It could be once a while, once a month, something.
What type of outfits?
Be a cop.
But yeah, you can be a cop, a nurse, schoolgirl.
Schoolgirl.
Or you can wear the whole lace ensemble outfit. The hats.
That. Fishnet.
Come on now.
The whole fishnet outfit. Like even though it ain't, don't spend a lot of money on it, baby, because that fishnet, he gonna rip apart.
I'm
I'm gonna rip all that shit off.
Just saying. Oh, and ladies, if you do wear outfits, please wear crotchless underwear.
Or no underwear.
No underwear or crotchless underwear. Just in case.
Just make sure the bra and panties match.
Yeah, if you're trying to be sexy, please make sure it match.
Yeah. You can't have mismatched bra and panties out here now. Well, if you just not, nobody seeing them, then who cares? But you know.
If you're trying to be sexy, please match it. Thank you. All right. Is it weird to get your partner a sex toy?
I can see how it can be.
It can be. Let me tell you why it can be. Depending on when you get it, give them the sex toy. Like, if you give it to them on their birthday.
It could be a late night gift.
No. Like, I have had somebody give me a sex toy on Valentine's Day.
If you can't give it to them on Valentine's Day.
Let me tell you.
Damn.
Let me tell you.
Christmas?
Let me tell you why it was weird for it. Because of the situation. I'm trying to explain this shit without going into grave detail.
Just get an outline.
Come on now.
Outline was romantic dinner. Like, just a whole, like, romantic day. And then he's like, oh, I got this gift that you're gonna love back at the house. Get home, and it's a sex toy that I don't even fucking use.
So, you didn't like it because you weren't gonna use it?
Yeah.
Or you just didn't like it because it was a sex toy?
I didn't like it because it was something I'm not gonna use.
Oh, see? Okay. But sex toys, if it was something you was gonna use,
it would have been different.
See? So, getting them a sex toy is not weird. Especially, like, if you get them something, like, earlier in the day. Like, I feel you need, like, an actual gift. And sex toys, like, a late night special gift. Like, ah, look what I got. We using this tonight. Boom. Something of that nature.
I feel like you gotta know beforehand that that's something that they gonna want. Because you might fuck around and get the wrong. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, if it's the wrong thing, then you use it first. And if she like it, then be like, okay, you can take it home with you.
Yeah, and if you got a girl that is not used to sex toys, please don't start off with something extreme. Start off slow.
I always start off with the vibrator.
You got to crawl before you walk.
Come on now.
Crawl before you walk.
Nigga starting off with the swing set.
But the swing set looks so attractive.
Yeah, but if she don't know how to hold her body weight right,
yeah,
it ain't gonna come.
Swing set might not be a start off sex toy.
Okay, wait. If you Google it first, look it up,
and do some research.
Yeah, do some research
and put it in and install it properly.
Yeah, then you can probably.
So she on that bitch, she don't fall.
Right,
cause she fall while y'all fucking. Ooh,
She'd be a soldier if she keep on fucking though. She keep on fucking, she a soldier. You got her, yo.
Yeah. I had to go to the hospital afterwards.
Hey, man. Might have a concussion, but we finished the job though.
Okay, so that's gonna be on the, what's the series? Sex send you to the ER? That's gonna be on there.
Yep, that's on there. That might
already be on there.
Probably, hell yeah.
Probably,
yeah. I think I gotta watch some of them episodes. I know they funny.
Okay, now, I have a PSA announcement. This is really not for the guys, this is for the ladies. Y'all gonna agree with me, though?
Oh, yeah.
Alright. Ladies. In the morning time, when you get up, get dressed, and get fly and all the other great stuff.
Not get fly. Well, she just throw on some sweats.
Okay, well, depending on if she finna go to work.
I mean, sweatpants, hair tie, chilling with no makeup on. That's when she the prettiest. I hope she don't take it wrong.
Really, nigga?
This nigga said.
I mean, it's facts.
Verse. The whole verse.
It's facts, though.
Anyway, when you don't, please, ladies, it's starting to get cold out. Warm your motherfucking car up before you drive off in that bitch. Warm your car up. You gonna fuck your car up if you just get in that bitch and drive off.
You know what? I don't think she just talked to the ladies. Cause BJ said the same.
Warm your shit up.
You said the same thing last year.
Warm your shit up. Let your car warm up first.
That's how you know that shit important. We done said this shit back to back years, my nigga. Back we definitely don't want you fucking your shit up.
Facts. Because people are definitely out. It's not too cold right now. Well,
it's not.
Here too, it's not, but.
It's still cold in the morning time, but still. Like, let your car warm up.
Man.
Somebody needs ears.
I'm kind of one of them who needs to hear this.
Ooh.
But I kind of do, but not just that long. But how long should it really be, though?
I'm going to say
five to 10 minutes.
Yeah, 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, like I said, it'll be just cold right now. But when it start getting, I think start getting back on schedule, because I be during the leaving, so I have to leave. Like, I have to leave or I won't be traffic. Or I won't get there on time.
Ah, you got to wake up earlier, bro.
Yeah, man. That'd be the problem.
It'd be a problem like a motherfucker.
Problem, I need a regimen for when I wake up, no one just to pop out the bed.
But okay. Shit, when you get up, bro, just prank call up and then go back in, wash your face, all that shit.
I better leave my car to crunk up like that.
You can lock your door. You got the little thing that you lock. Oh,
I better do all that. I'll forget one day.
You ain't got no other key, nigga?
I'll forget one day.
My car is outside, so I have to warm my car up because I be cold. I got leather seats.
Oh, yeah, ooh. Leather seats is a motherfucker, boy. That cold is a different cold. You be shivering. I got heated seats though, cause my shit luxury.
Come on now.
Don't make it a 5 up.
So I had that 5 to 10 minutes wheeling up.
My persona, the Black Maximilian Pegasus, had to come out, and we got a game today, and it's called the Hood Factorious. Cause shout out to Factorious, I like that podcast, and I want to play the game with the fellas. So first, I got to introduce our host, April.
Hey.
Who's been here already, but we in game mode. Contestant number one, Young Tizzle.
What it do, what it do.
Contestant number two, BJ.
Yes, sir.
Contestant number three, yours truly, me, a.k.a. the winner.
Badass nigga, man. You won before the game even started, man.
You won before the
Who
game
coming in
started.
Second? Larry Bird style.
Damn.
Now, just remember last time when we did the bracket system for the 90s show, remember he wanted to, like, quit the podcast.
And because y'all, man, y'all know.
No,
y'all know what y'all did.
You were just mad because then nobody liked the Power Rangers. They chose the Powerpuff Girls over it.
And on damn well.
He's still mad.
No, I'm not mad. I just know y'all did that just out of spite. But it's okay. Ain't no damn way you can tell me.
All right.
$1 billion franchise.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
It's okay.
All right. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Put
iPad down. Sorry. Oh, no. I'm going to keep scoring.
Give me that.
Yeah. This nigga can't be keeping score.
You can't be keeping score.
Wow.
What you thought this was?
Y'all all right. Most definitely
cheat. The first, the category is going to be 90s movies.
You got to explain it.
Okay, basically what this game is.
I sure forgot.
I'm going to say the first letters of the movie, and I'm going to throw out some facts about the movie. And these three gentlemen, they have to figure out which movie it is. They only get one try. And if none of them get it, which I'm pretty sure they won't.
Damn.
Small ass movies.
I would just have to, you know, charge that one to the game.
Come on now. But it's okay. I'm going to get it.
That's what he thinks. All right. Not going in no particular order.
Round number one.
First one is Jay.
Oh. Jurassic Park.
Can I even start?
Wait, you can't even. You used up your one.
You really did.
I thought you said that was what it was. Okay, my fault. I'm a little. Go ahead.
Okay. First one is Jay. Most of y'all should get this pretty easy. All right. Omar Epps learned how to spin as a DJ for this movie.
DJ.
Juice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking ahead, they come up quick enough.
All right. Yeah, most of them, these are pretty easy. I'm trying to lie about it being hard. All right. The next one is HP. Y'all ready?
Okay.
The writer slash director was a student at Harvard at the time he directed this movie. Tevin.
House Party.
Ooh.
Okay.
How you letting them beat you?
What?
You're supposed
to. Okay, BJ just beat me to the draw. That one was, god dang.
You gotta know your
Tevin thing. Pulled that.
Tevin, got, like, you gotta know yourself.
You gotta know your
film, man. You the house party like that?
Hell no. I just heard HP, dude.
Oh. Yeah, most of them you gonna know off of letters.
Yeah.
All right. S.O. Will Smith coached this actress for her role in this movie. All right, the second one is one of the characters was supposed to be a crackhead.
And Will Smith was in it?
Will Smith was not, but he coached the actress in it.
Okay. Was supposed to be a crackhead.
All right, the last one is the movie studio rejected this movie 3 times before agreeing to fund it.
So it's some black shit. Okay, hold up, hold up, hold up.
Okay. Say it again.
Say what you coach. All of them?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Will Smith coached this actress for her role in the movie. One of the characters was supposed to be a crackhead. The movie studio rejected this movie 3 times before agreeing to fund it.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
The only one I think of is Set It Off.
That's right.
That's like S.I.O.
S.I.O.
Why would I do that to y'all?
Damn, bro.
Let's go.
Oh, y'all got one? Shit.
Turn me up. What's this? Next round? Okay. How much? Okay, come on. Let's go.
All right. This LB. Y'all all should get this one. Nike sponsored this movie. This was Gina Prince's first time directing. This actress trained so hard so she wouldn't need a body double.
Damn. Man, what's another hint?
Those are all three of the hints.
Man, say something else.
No.
Give us another hint. What's the story plot?
I cannot tell you the story plot. That doesn't work.
LB and black people in it. It's a hood class.
What year?
What year?
I cannot do that.
It's LB. Is it like Set It Off or it was SIO? But you said
no.
SIO.
It's LB.
LB. LB.
Man, I need another hint.
I'm so sorry. I don't do those.
Damn.
Y'all suck.
Is it a popular hood class?
Yes, it is.
Love and Basketball.
Wow.
God damn it. Hey, bro.
Let's go. That's like, L-A-B.
Yeah, that's
I'm L. I'm not going A-A-B. All right. Pat has 2.
Come on,
BJ and Tim have 1.
Are we still in?
Yeah. I'm not going to say the little extra shit that go in the movies. I'm just saying the main 2 ones. Is that okay with y'all? Cool.
Well, you've been doing it already.
Okay. The next movie, BH. The director was offered $100,000 to walk away from the movie. The president respected the film's realism. It boosted sales for malt liquor brand.
Oh, Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, Colt 45. You got my 40, y'all.
Come on now.
All right, the next one is W.E. All right, this actress ad-libbed her whole entire monologue for 10 minutes. Every song on the soundtrack was original except for one. This actress suffered a cocaine overdose during the film's production.
What was the 2 things?
W.E.
Okay, so we know crack cocaine was in there.
It's a hood classic.
Ooh,
W.E.
Wait, next year?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston, she suffered a cocaine overdose.
I was thinking about Whitney Houston. I ain't know.
I couldn't say it because I feel like it would have gave it away.
I would think about Bodyguard like a motherfucker. Because I knew Whitney was in there somewhere.
And I sure knew. I want to say, what's love got to do with it? I was like, how is this WH?
Lord, take the fucking will. Alright. BM. The cast got along very well. This was Regina Hall's first movie. The original title was My Homeboy's Wedding.
Best Man.
Damn, yeah.
That would have been a get up. Mm-hmm, that was her first movie.
Hey, she's Best sick. Man Christmas, man.
That was the best.
The eyes got watery.
Come on, man. I was sad now.
All right, NC. Martin Lawrence auditioned for this movie.
He ain't get it?
No. This movie was released 6 months after Boys in the Hood. Big Daddy Kane auditioned for a role in the movie as well.
Oh, MC?
You said MC?
NC.
NC.
NC. NC. NC.
I left out of it on purpose.
Okay.
I couldn't make it too easy.
NC. Man.
We gonna get it. We gonna get it. Came out 6 months after Boys in the Hood.
Came out six months after Boys in the Hood.
It's a hood classic?
It's a hood classic.
Man, with NC? What's the other letter?
No, I'm not telling you that.
Come on.
Mm-mm.
Please.
No.
Damn, NC?
Ooh.
Came out in the 90s.
Came out in the 90s. All y'all niggas have seen and talked about this movie.
It's just probably one of my favorites.
I bet.
It's one of your favorites.
NC though.
NC. One of the actors in the movie thought it would negatively affect his rap career because of the character he was playing.
I'm going to be so mad when I hear it.
For everything, boy. Because I know it now.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
I give.
Hold up.
BJ?
Hold up.
BJ?
Damn.
I don't want to just guess. But that's probably what I'm going to do.
What's up? Ooh.
Is it No Chance?
No.
New Jack City?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow.
I knew I was going to get that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Come on now.
All right. Right now, Pat is in the lead. Pat has 4. Tevin has 3.
Tevin got 3?
Mm-hmm. And BJ got 1. BJ, I'm going to keep stepping up, bro.
Getting my ass whooped.
When I had a messed up haircut, a dude called me Pookie from New Jack City.
That's who Martin Lawrence auditioned for. He auditioned for Pookie. Damn. And then went to Chris Rock.
Damn.
I couldn't say that because it would have gave it away.
Right.
I can't believe y'all, it took y'all that long to figure it out.
Man, them bitches hard. Like, you ain't getting no, like.
You ain't say NJC, man.
Yeah.
Because
I'm not going to do that. Y'all will catch
it. And then your question's hard as hell. I got to read about the movie and shit, feel questions.
Yeah.
I figure out some after I figure out what the movie was. Like, yeah. I never knew Martin Lawrence.
Facts.
Like, yeah, I did a lot of digging. Like, Omar Epps was a senior in high school when he shot Juice.
Damn.
Yeah.
And he was in the choir.
Yeah, like, House Party, the movie was supposed to be about Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff, but they turned down the road.
Damn.
I can see that.
Think how different that movie would have been.
Mm-hmm. Like, Tisha Campbell and Martin Lawrence met on the set of the movie. That's how they start their relationship, and that's how it went on to be Martin and Gina.
You knew they was fucking. But she wasn't even with Martin in the House Party. She was with the other nigga. But you knew they was still fucking.
The next movie. PJ. Ice Cube was offered the lead role in this movie. One of the actors was murdered in prison.
One of the actors?
Mm-hmm. In the movie was murdered in prison.
It wasn't a role, that was real life.
Yeah, no, this is in real life.
Damn.
Another actor was killed shortly after the release of the movie.
Damn. Hold up, say that again.
Which one?
All of them.
Ice Cube was offered the lead role in this movie.
Okay.
One actor was killed in a prison riot. Another actor was killed shortly after the movie was released.
Okay.
And the letters is what?
PJ.
PJ.
Poetic justice.
Mm-hmm. God damn it, I knew it. I knew that shit, boy. I just thought it wasn't what it was.
The same dude that killed Ricky in Boys in the Hood, he was killed in a prison riot.
Damn.
In prison a few years later because he took his role a little bit too seriously and started actually killing people and got sent to prison and he was killed in prison.
Damn.
Don't I know exactly how he was killed, but he was killed.
Yo, he get for killing Ricky.
He was a real life villain, nigga.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
nigga looked like him.
Bro, that's how a Power Ranger was.
Oh my God.
Speak on.
Man, it was the Red Ranger from Power Ranger Wild Force. He stabbed his roommate with the sword. Yeah, that was crazy as hell. I was like, man, he's supposed to be a Power Ranger. Hurt my heart, man. Nah, man. You got to uphold a certain standard when you're a Power Ranger.
You ain't no regular nigga if you're a Power Ranger.
Yeah, man. Especially a red one. Come on, now. You was a Red Ranger. Come on. Like, look at Tommy. My dude is still an inspirational figure out here in these streets.
Huh. All right. The next movie is on one word.
Mm. Billy.
No, nigga.
Oh, damn. I'm out.
Already.
Well.
Here we go.
Y'all should catch this one. It's pretty easy. One of the actress' feet was jacked up for the prosthetics. Was jacked up with prosthetics just for the film. That's one. Grace Jones' part of Strange was written just for her.
Strange.
Mm-hmm.
So Grace Jones was in the movie?
Yes, she was.
Who is Grace Jones?
How you don't know? All right, the actor's reacting to Jones' performance in the film was completely unscripted.
Damn.
Mm. With a B.
With a B, though.
With a B.
Grace Jones.
Yes, sir.
Who's Grace Jones? Name another movie. No. You gotta make some gotta facial features or something.
I'm telling you, what she look like?
She is a very dark and lovely woman.
Okay.
Grace Jones. That's a dark and lovely name.
Hood movie with the B.
With a B.
But these goddamn clues is not helping a lick of a food
bar. I don't want it to help. I need
And it's a hood classic. Was it in the 90s hood classic?
90s hood classic, yes it was. Has y'all favorite comedian in it?
Shit, who that is?
Who my favorite comedian?
Is it who is
I'm not gonna do that.
It had to be the Cat Williams.
Was it Burning
In the 90s?
Or Burning
Mac?
No.
Was it Dave Chappelle?
You already took your time. This is.
Hey, what you talking about?
Damn, it's all on me.
It's all on you. Bitch, why does it always come down to you?
I don't know, man. Niggas can't make his mind up, though.
Beverly Hill Cop.
It's only one word.
Nigga, that's more. It's one word.
I hope they'll be compound.
Nigga said three words.
Shit, man.
Hey.
I'm going to go and say Blade.
No.
Ah, oh, shit.
It was Boomerang.
Damn.
Jamie Foxx, that nigga ain't my favorite comedian.
It was Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy is funny than the motherfucker. I don't know what the hell I'm thinking about. Yeah, okay. See, that's how you know I wouldn't have got that one.
At all. I'm doing shit that y'all won't get.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Damn good.
P.F.
Okay.
The movie was based off three friends.
Ooh.
Paid in Full.
Yeah.
Damn, I was right there too.
Yeah. So, like I said, who's coming in second?
Man. I really should have had one of them. I should have had Love and Basketball.
And you know I hate that movie.
Yeah.
Why? It had the same director for the other movie. Was it Beyond the Lights? The same lady
directed
that movie.
She did a better job.
They don't tell me what she was going through in life.
I was like, Beyond the Lights hit.
It did.
Yeah.
Because it made it seem like, you know, real life.
You think they could be like a Boys in the Hood too?
No.
What? You think it could be one?
I'm asking y'all.
You saying to my Beyond the Lights? Or you saying, is it gonna be?
Could there be a Boys in the Hood too?
I just feel like some people just shouldn't touch classic movies.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, I don't think you should necessarily touch it. Well, I believe that concept could be remade.
2020 version.
Yeah. The concept of something like that could be remade and it'll hit. Because think about it. Michael B. Jordan is Ricky.
Dang.
I can see that. Nah, you gonna have women in there falling out crying. Ricky! See, you have it. You doing that shit right there. All the goddamn screen.
A whole new generation gonna be shouting out Ricky.
Oh, every time.
Nobody gonna get this shit.
Come on. Is Jake gonna now be who gonna play Cuba? Who gonna be Cuba? Who gonna be Doughboy?
You need
who
a
gonna be the most hated nigga in the film, though?
YG could be Doughboy. Shit, YG could play the nigga that shot Ricky on some real shit. Well, they gotta get a regular hood nigga to play that nigga though.
Just somebody like, don't nobody fucking know.
Yeah, active gang member.
I would not suggest that. Okay, I got one last movie for y'all.
Is it Hustle and Flow?
90s.
Okay.
All y'all niggas should get this off the first one. If y'all don't, I get to slap the fuck out y'all.
I don't know about that. If you say El Friday, I'm saying it now.
All right. P.
Okay.
An actress went to jail for attempted murder. An actress that played in the movie went to jail for attempted murder. This actress got her role in the movie after appearing in a music video. What you get up for?
I'm just preparing.
I'm not gonna slap y'all for real. Calm down.
Nah, I don't know none of this shit. Okay.
Most, I'm still stuck on P.
Most scenes had to be cut because of cable TV.
P.
No.
Is P the first one?
Yes.
Okay.
P the only is, one? That's it, just P?
No, it's another letter, but if I get y'all the other letter, y'all get it.
God damn it. And it's P something else.
Yes.
So
yes.
It starts with P.
Yes, it starts with P. Y'all all have seen this movie.
P something else.
Right.
Was Janet Jackson in it?
Janet Jackson was not in the movie.
Okay.
Janet Jackson never started a music video to get a role.
Janet Jackson that started a music video.
To get a movie role, oh. No.
Okay. shit.
P.
Yeah, I gotta say, I don't do nothing but watch behind the scenes, did you know face all the time. So this shit was fun for me. I don't know why Pat did this shit to y'all. Cause I'm gonna find shit that's difficult.
I don't know why I did this to myself.
P something else. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody went to jail for attempted murder, so yes. it was definitely somebody black and crazy.
P.
And the actress goes to jail in the movie.
Same one that
went to jail for attempted murder, yes.
Oh, so this was a main actor?
Yes.
P. God damn, nigga. I don't think I've seen that movie.
You have. Trust me, I've heard you talk about it.
Give me another hint, something. Give us another hint. Something, cuz, man. I'm lost as hell.
Okay. Another hint?
Yes, please.
This movie was shot in a 5-block radius. of the whole entire set was a 5-block radius. Redman makes a appearance in this movie. I'm giving y'all no more fucking hints.
Pimp juice? Shit, I don't know.
No.
Purple Rain?
No. And that movie didn't come out in the 90s.
Dead President?
No. It starts with the P.
Shit, hey man. Mm-hmm. That shows you how much I got to go off.
How many words is in the title?
Yeah, how many words in the title?
7.
God damn, okay. I definitely would have been wrong in all of my assumptions.
Wait, 7?
Yeah.
You can't give us nothing but one letter. And you gave us 7 of them hoes, boy. I would have never got that shit.
Let me know when y'all give up.
We give up. No. Wait, how far along am I?
You pretty far along.
Okay, I give up.
Hey, man.
You already answered. Good. She said 7.
She said 7 words, bro. That fucked my brain up.
Not 7 letters.
Oh.
I'm saying though. How many words?
Yeah, how many words?
It's 3 words.
So we only got
3 words. 7 letters?
Mm-hmm. And the word, and the P word.
7 letters of the P word?
Yes. Man,
I don't know what that P word is.
That's the best part.
Wait, what are you thinking about, Timmy?
Please.
To your ass.
He got on his fingers and shit like, he got something.
When y'all get it, y'all gonna be sitting there like.
Paid in full.
No.
Oh, shit, we already said that.
Don't answer nothing else.
You think say, we already said that. Damn. Hey, man, this is a doozy.
I do not know why. I guess because of the shit that I gave you.
Yes.
Sorry, not really. No, not at all. Not even a little bit. I don't care. You wanted me to make this game interesting, and I did.
I said interesting, not impossible.
3 words. How many letters in the second word?
7.
You lying.
I am.
You full of, so is it 7 letters in the first word, goddamn?
It is.
I'm even more confused now.
Passion of the Christ.
That's not a hood.
Hood 90s movie, nigga. What nigga sat through Passion of the Cross? Christ voluntarily.
That's 7 letters.
I mean,
who sat through Passion of the Christ voluntarily? Please tell me. I want to know. I'm listening.
Yeah. DJ gonna raise yours up.
Shit, my school made me watch that.
No, I'm saying like you watching it at home.
But I mean, shit.
Buy it on DVD.
I mean, shit. Ain't nobody voluntarily saw My Best Friend Martin, but shit, it's still a hood classic.
I've never seen
My Friend Martin.
Oh yeah, it is. My bad.
It's a hood classic, but we ain't never just voluntarily watched it.
But we liked it though. Who really liked Passion of the Christ?
Yeah, it's first.
So shut up. Anybody else want to take a crack at it?
My fuck.
You out, BJ?
Yeah.
Tim?
Bruh, how many letters in the last one?
I'm not telling you that.
I don't know, man. That's a hard one like a motherfucker.
Y'all can cuss me the fuck out. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
The Players Club.
God, well, P ain't the first word in that.
T. Nigga, T.
If I would have just said TP, y'all niggas would have been real fucking confused.
No, I wouldn't have. No, I wouldn't have. If you just, nigga.
Hold on. Wait, tell my PJ.
Why PJ?
What PJ said?
Because he knew that shit too,
bro. Everything. Shit. Like, come on.
Yeah, the actress, the one who played Ronnie. In the movie, she went to jail for attempted murder.
Damn.
Are you talking about the hoe who got her ass whooped at the end?
Yeah.
Damn, boy, she looked wretched as hell, too. She's probably like, nigga,
well, that being said, we know who won.
Yeah, man. Pat won. Teddy came in second. DJ.
Come on now.
Nigga, I got lucky with my answer.
He really did.
Black Max Million Pegasus. You got to know me. But That's been an episode of Stop Me If I'm Lying podcast. If you liked it, don't forget, share, review, rate, tell a friend. Tell your mom you love her.
Drink water.
Drink your water. Wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
We out.